Good afternoon. Welcome to our session, APHA Public Health Nursing Section Vision Activities and Future Directions. I'm Vicki Simpson, and I will be your moderator today. And I'm really glad to see everybody here. We have three wonderful speakers who have been very active in the public health section and for APHA overall. They've all held a variety of roles within the section, so I think it will be great for us to hear from them. How many of you have been involved in any of the sections in leadership roles here at APHA? A few of you? Okay. So I don't know about you, but for me, when I first started coming here, it was difficult for me to kind of sort out all of the different roles and all of the opportunities, and there's so many opportunities to be involved. So I think today that we hope that you will be able to take away from this session some information about the variety of roles, and as well at the end we will have time for questions, and also if you're interested in any roles in the public health nursing section, we would love to speak about that as well. So I will introduce our first speaker. Our first speaker today is Dr. Jean Swinney. And she is our current chair of the Public Health Nursing Section. She is a professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst School of Nursing. She received her baccalaureate in nursing science and master's in nursing at New York University Division of Nursing and her doctorate at the University of Texas at Austin. Dr. Swinney's career has been dedicated to providing quality health care to vulnerable populations through her public health practice. Her career has been diverse and included assignments both in the United States and on the continent of Africa. In New York City, she worked in a neighborhood community health center dedicated to quality community-based healthcare services and home visiting in Brownsville, New York, and other low-income communities. In Africa, she was an instructor at,
Amada Bello University,
and Department of Nursing in Nigeria, and the senior public health nurse for the Botswana Mahere Project in Botswana. She coordinated activities between the public health team, the government of Botswana, Ministry of Health, United States Agency for International Development, and Mahere Medical College. She has maintained her professional commitment to the Public Health Nursing Section and has served on Governing Council, Resolutions and Policy Committee, and the Section Representative on EHOC. She is committed to decreasing and ultimately eliminating health disparities. In order to help accomplish this goal, her research is focused on African Americans with cancer and their perceptions of health, quality of life, and increasing workforce diversity. She has funding from the NIH and IA to study older African American women and breast cancer, a HRSA grant, Embracing the Challenge, Increasing Workforce Diversity in Nursing. And currently she teaches health disparities and social justice in the nursing program and is the PI of two major HRSA Workforce Diversity Awards, something that we definitely need to work on. The Achieving Diversity Initiative and Heroes into Healthcare, which supports returning veterans into nursing. So welcome, Dr. Swinney.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I sort of did a reflective stroll down memory lane for these 40-something years that I've been involved in the public health nursing section. So what I would represent is some of the things that you can do over time and how I felt that I could try to be of service to the section and also the communities that I am very involved with. One of the things that I feel, which is a philosophy that I learned from my grandmother, is that when you stop learning, you're dead. And so therefore, I've been charged all this time to continue to learn. You know, that you never know enough. You always have to continue to learn more. Okay. So how has my family background, my grandmother's wisdom, and my formal education impact me? And what happens that what occurs in health informs my thinking. It guides me in terms of how I'm going to go forward, and what that in turn informs my practice. My practice informs my teaching and shapes and directs my activism. I feel that I am an activist. I have been an activist since the 60s, and I feel that if you cannot voice and support your beliefs, then you may be almost dead. So 40 years and counting. So I said, what happened about 40 years ago? About 40 years ago, 1975, APHA's theme for the conference was Health and Work in America. And these are some of the things that were occurring at that time. Okay. At the time of 1975, I was working in Botswana. Do any of you know where Botswana is? Okay, Botswana is a landlocked country in southern Africa, located right above South Africa. So at the time of 1975, when all of these things were occurring, I was in Botswana with the Botswana Mahari Project. During the 6 years I was there, one of the things that I valued was my APHA membership, because what it allowed me is that I got the American Journal of Public Health. And what did that give me? Current, up-to-date information which I could use in my practice. I maintained a marginal relationship with the section because, of course, there was not very much I could do, but I still maintained my membership and my involvement. Moving along until 1985, we have the theme, Government Responsibility and the People's Health. That was the theme of the 113th meeting that was held. The issues in 1985 continue to be a part of our reality today and presents itself in health disparities and other related health challenges. I had returned to the U.S. and I was living in New Orleans and became active again in the public health nursing section. I was friended at that time in the public health nursing section by Bets Anderson. And for those of you who may know her or know her work, Bets Anderson was at the University of Texas at Galveston. And the thing that I always remember about her is her knowledge, her wisdom, and her friendliness. Because I was floating, like maybe some of you, I went from presentation to presentation, but I didn't really focus on the section in terms of activities. Later, I became more active as I stayed home longer. During the 1985 period, let me just go back, because that was an important period in terms of the section where I felt that we were formative, because we had a core group of individuals which included Mabel, I don't want to forget anyone's name, that included, it included Mabel, Charmaine, Rose, Aisha, Labanga, Felita, and Beth Benedict. And one of the things that came out of this period is that we learned how to work together as a group. That this represents really a very diverse group of people with a common element of wanting to improve health and also wanting to dedicate our service to the section. And so that philosophically we were diverse, but we were able to learn from each other, even though all of us were not in agreement philosophically, but we were all in agreement in terms of commitment and dedication. And one of the individuals, Beth Benedict and I, who worked together on resolutions and some other committees, as she went through her journey to law school and I went through my journey in public health. And we still have time to do a lot of service to the section. During 1995, the themed approach for the conference was decision-making in public health priorities, power, and ethics. This really had a strong impact on me, especially when you talk about power and ethics and the activities which were going on in the health community at that time and how we were striving to address some of those inequities which we see have threaded through the time, through the present time. During this period of time, I also became the section's representative to EHOC, and all of you are familiar with that, where we were saying, how can we make a difference? How can we make healthcare a more equitable commodity and access, and also in terms of service? 1995, I can say, to 2015, we're still in the process of doing the same thing. So some of these activities are not closed-ended, but open-ended, because this is still the thing that we're struggling for in terms of gaining access of care and equity for our clients. In 2005, what the theme of our conference was evidence-based policy and practice. And again, we can say 2005, this is a continuing activity in terms of the association. We're still struggling to make sure that our practices and our strategies are evidence-based. And during this time, I also became very impacted with my first workforce diversity grant, because at that time I said there is a relationship between health disparities, the ethnicity of the people who are being served, and healthcare outcomes. This is also simultaneously around the time that you had the IOM report. So you have all of these parallel things impacting the health arena, in addition to my practice and my service in the section. And I chose this model because I think that this model best reflects equity. When we talk about establishing equity, this is what I see as equity. Then, as we move forward to 2015, the theme for our conference is Health in All Policies. How does that impact what I do? It says that I have continued my service in the section. I have done resolutions committee. I've done governing council. And this year, I've served as chair. All of these are things that you say, perhaps in doing this service, you can also have your voice heard in how you can direct the energies of your colleagues into sharing your vision and your beliefs for the people that we're all dedicated to serving. And I focused on this slide because when we think about health and all policies, it represents my bias of believing that a lot of our health care issues right now are related to violence with guns. Okay, and so over my journey over time, that reflects essentially what I have done in APHA, that you have parallel courses, and I am still learning. I probably learned more this year than I have in many of my previous years. Why would I say that? In the past, all I had to do is work on my committee, work with my group of people, do my job, and I'm good. This year, it's not as, it is a little different in terms of having to have sort of like the analogy, the world on your shoulders. So anyway, that represents my learning process, my experiences that I share with you this morning. And if you have any questions or comments, I'll be happy to respond to them.
Does anybody have any questions for
about this one?
Yes.
I have just one comment. If you could go back to the slide with the model on it. Yes, that one.
Okay.
I think it's interesting in that we were having a discussion today in the Diversity and Social Justice Committee. And every chance I get, I try to plug forward and volunteer. Please contact me or Susan. Just a little aside. But one of the things that came out of this that in our discussion, we're talking about what is the effect that, what do nurses, like we know what nurses in hospitals do and how it affects patients. And we know that from all of the research that's been done, all the maintenance work. But what about public health nurses? And so as I looked at that model, I thought, you know, how wonderful. Maybe that's something we could do to really get a handle on. Mm-hmm. What are the outcomes of public health nursing so that we can have a greater effect? At least be able to articulate what our effect is on the health of the nation.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Well, thank you, Dr.
Okay.